West Side Gun is back with Hitler Wears Hermes, Part 8. Let's get it. What is steak and eggs? It is not a game.
Meal, steak and eggs.
Steak and eggs.
Steak and egg.
Steak, eggs,
tomato. Steak and egg.
Yeah.
Steak and
eggs. What is steak and eggs? Follow steak and eggs. Follow steak and eggs.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Follow steak and eggs. Follow steak and eggs.
Steak and eggs.
Yeah. What up, man? Welcome back to Steak and Eggs, man. How y'all doing out there, man? I hope everybody is blessed, man. Has been having a great week, man. You know what I'm saying? You living good, eating good, smiling good, man. You full of love and full of life, man, dog. First and foremost, man, can I get everybody to like, comment, subscribe, share, tune in to Steak and Eggs, man. Follow Steak and Eggs wherever, on every platform, man, from Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, yada, yada, yada. Like, comment, subscribe to the YouTube channel, man. You know what I'm saying? We're getting a lot of views. We're getting a lot of subscribers, man. So I want to appreciate everybody that subscribed and checking us out, man. Check us out on Anchor for the podcast, Apple, Spotify. Man, check out our playlist on Spotify and on Audio Mac. Yeah, man, we doing our thing, man. We trying to. And yeah, man, go to www.steakandeggs.com, man, for the blog and for the merch, man, and whatever else, man, we got coming on the way, man. We got a lot of dope stuff coming on the way. So like I said in the intro, man, West Side Gun, man, is back with the 8th installment of the Hitler Wears Hermes series, man. So I know that this week has been filled with everybody talking about Donda, Kanye West album Donda, and then, you know, for the next week we'll probably be talking about Drake or whatever it is. But I didn't want to get this overshadowed because this is a great project, a great album, man, that West Side Gun has put out. And West Side Gun was also on Donda, so shout out to West Side Gun, shout out to Conway, the entire Griselda, Benny, and Boldy, Makami, everybody, man. So that was pretty dope, man, to just see how some guys from Buffalo who, you know, still a lot of people might not be familiar with them, dog, but it's pretty dope to see that a lot more people are getting more and more familiar with them, dog. These guys dropped projects galore. For this to be the 8th installment in a mixtape series from an artist is crazy. From West Side Gun, man, these dudes, they drop so many projects a year, it's kind of hard to keep up with them, man, but it's pretty dope that they work that hard to constantly give the people product, man. So Hitler Wears Hermes 8, it is a masterpiece in my opinion, man, that I felt like a lot of people should be talking about. I have been seeing a lot of people talking about it, man, and it's really dope, man. It keeps up with the traditional Griselda sound, the Griselda format. I really like the boom bapness of what Gunn could do, what he did on this project with the producers. Just the entire sound, man, is dark, is grimy. It keeps up with the traditional sound of not only what Griselda is, but what every Hitler Wears Hermes project has sounded like. And so I really think that it was really, really dope. And to get it started off, man, Murders in Maxfields, you know, it's just really kind of just like an intro. It's just like an instrumental, so no words on that. But Blessed Times, I thought was it's kind of an intro as well, more so an interlude. A.A. Rashid, this is my first time hearing of him, and I like just like kind of the poetry that he was spitting on there of what he was talking. It's kind of like what Keisha Plum does on their records as well, with how she talks, delivers the poetry. And so I thought that was pretty dope of what A.A. Rashid had did. Mariota with Stove Guy Cooks, man. So I'm getting more and more familiar with Stove Guy Cooks, and this dude is ridiculous, dude. From his verses to his hooks, they're like, every time he links up with a Griselda artist, it's a masterpiece, every track. And then his work with Rock Marciano is really dope too. And so if you're familiar with Griselda, Rock Marci, Flea Lord, and the entire Lord Mob, it's like a big conglomerate of artists with this specific type of sound, you know what I'm saying, that hip hop was really missing, and they're filling this void in hip hop that's taking you back to like the 90s and early 2000s, where they put bars in front, they put just like the griminess of the beat. It's not all about like the full 808 or the trap sound, in which that is cool too, but a lot of people were missing this side of hip-hop where people put the bars and the stories and in the descriptions. Like, these dudes really paint ill pictures with how they rap, and I really think that is pretty dope. So Mariota is super duper ill. I really like the beat on that. It's a cool smooth beat. And him and Stove Guy Cooks, man, Westside Gunner, Stove Guy Cooks, man, they bodied that. And like I said, every track Stove Guy Cooks is on here is it's insane. Vogue Cover is the next song, and that features Stove Guy Cooks as well. And Vogue Cover is super dope. And I even like the part when Gunn says, you know, hey, you singing like Drell LaVert, and then it goes into like the Drell LaVert, baby, hold on to me. Hey, I thought that was really, really dope. And it was like they let that rock for a minute, and then it was like Stove Guy comes on and he just like rips it afterwards, dog. So super, super dope, man. Margiela Split Toes, another banger. This might be one of my favorite tracks off the tape, with Mach Hami, man. Now, Mach Hami is super, super dope, man. Another Griselda artist. He just dropped his project Pray for Haiti probably like a couple months ago, and it's crazy. If you haven't heard it, man, I highly recommend that you go listen to this project. It is a great listen from track one to the end, man. I've been listening to that tape a lot, and it's really, really dope, man. And so he just adds to the Griselda flavor, to the Griselda unit, man. Everybody that they just been bringing on has just been ill, and I like that. That's they building like a kind of modern day Rockefeller. You know, back in the 90s and the early 2000s, record labels had, you know what I'm saying, where it was just like, okay, we just gonna keep on finding dope artists. So like Rockefeller, Rough Riders, Bad Boy, even like Cash Money, you know, like, you know what I'm saying, all those different types of labels that made us a lot of the people that are even listening to Steak and Eggs right now, man, who that made us fall in love with hip hop. So I really love what Westside Gunn is doing with Griselda, where, you know, he came in the door with Conway, Benny, Derringer, Elk, you know what I'm saying? And then it was like the guys from BSF with Rick Hyde and El Camino and, you know what I'm saying, 38 Special, guys like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, those guys came in with them. But when you remember Griselda, it was just the three heads of, you know what I'm saying, just Gunn, Conway, and Benny. And Benny had BSF. Now Conway has drum work, and so everybody is having their own artists, their own factions, and they're finding more and more artists from across the entire globe. And I think that that's really, really ill to be giving people opportunities, and Gunn is really showcasing that on this project. Draymond, another one. This Draymond might be one of my favorite songs too. I really love everybody's verse, man. Like I said, Stove Guy Cooks kills it at the end, and I just love how, like, at the end of his verse and stuff like that, it's like, it's what you do after the brick, bitch, I'm Draymond. And it was like they allowed his verse to go a cappella at the end, and I thought that was really ill. And Rome Streets is also on this track. And now Rome Streets is a guy from Harlem who is super, super dope. I don't know if you guys have been following in on what was going on with like a couple months ago, or probably within the last month, with Royce da 5'9", Lupe Fiasco, Mickey Fax, Ransom, all these different guys, you know what I'm saying? Rome Streets was one of the guys that was in the discussions with those guys that's like wanted to being one of the best rappers out right now. At that point in time, I hadn't been even familiar with them. I was like, who is Rome Streets? So I started looking you know, saying forward to hearing music from him, and he really shined on this project, and I really thought that that was dope. So his verse on Draymond was really ill, and like I said, he might be the newest member of Griselda, but he's been rapping for a while, but now he's a part of the Griselda label, which I think is really ill. Perry is super ill, man. That's another one of my favorite songs. Super crazy, man. Rome Street's verse is ridiculous, man. He starts out the song. I like his style of rapping, man. I've always been in love with just like that style of rap, the New York style of rap. And so like Rome Street's adds to that flavor, and I think that that's really ill. He really bodied that verse, man. So check out Rome Street's music if you haven't. Right now, it's the next track. Now, right now is super dope, man. I really, really love Stove God Cook's hook on her. You know what I'm saying? Tell him bring the briefcase for me right now. Right now. I really, really think that it's a super dope ill, man. The hook is super ill, man. Everybody's verse is dope. But then at the end, man, you get the monstrous verse from Jadakiss, man. And you already know that Jadakiss is top five dead or alive in my book. I don't know how he is in your book, man, but in my book, he's top five dead or alive for real. And I really, really love his verse on that, man. So it was dope to see him show up on this project and to slaughter it. Westheimer is another super, super dope track. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, this entire project is ill, man. I can't even really say much more of how super crazy this project is. Westheimer, man, the beat is crazy. It's like real, real slow, but it's kind of like, it's real cool and soothing and melodic, man. I really, really love that beat, man. And then you get a verse from Boldy James, man, which Boldy, if you heard my last video about Boldy, man, and his project, Bo Jackson, go watch that video and check out the Bo Jackson project, man. The Bo Jackson project is ill with Boldy James and Alchemist, man. Full Alchemist production all over that tape. And that's a crazy project. And Boldy James is another Griselda artist, man. He's been signed with them probably for the last year and a half, but before that he was with Nas, and before that he was still kind of just like an independent underground artist and stuff like that. And like I said in the last video, he fits that mold of a Griselda artist, man. They all talk like that brick talk and everything like that, and I really think that that's really cool, because everybody sounds different, but their styles all match, and it makes sense for what they're trying to do and what they're trying to accomplish in hip-hop. And I think that that's really cool. And then another left field feature on this exact same song, because Westheimer not only includes Westside Gunn, Boldy James, and Stove God Cooks on the hook, you get a fire verse from Sauce Walker. Sauce Walker from Houston. You know, you might be familiar with him, man. He does have really, really good songs, man. He can really rap. He's really good at telling stories, man. And but some people might be familiar with his antics on Instagram, with how he wilds out. He's real goofy, but he's still a gangster, you know what I'm saying? And I really, really thought that it was dope that Westside Gunn could bring Sauce Walker out of that Houston element, that Houston sound and feel. And Sauce, man, his verse is probably the dopest verse on this song. I promise you, he really, really killed it. I really like what he was saying and the way that he rapped, man. And I would love to hear a full Sauce Walker project over beats like this. And maybe he should get down with Griselda too, man. Shout out to the entire Sauce family. Shout out to Houston, man. I got family down there. Bash Money, song number 10, featuring Lil Wayne. Crazy, man. Wayne is still one of the best rappers to ever do it, to ever hop on the mic and lace a microphone, man. And Wayne delivered on this track, man. I really, really love his verse, man. Super duper crazy, man. And it's dope to even hear Wayne, because Wayne can really rap. Wayne has always showcased that he can stand with the best of them. And I really thought that it was dope for Gunn to, you know what I'm saying, get Wayne on this project too. Super crazy. Claire's Back. song number 11, and I love how this song even starts out with a shout out from DJ Clue. Like, you know what I'm saying, it's the world infamous DJ Clue, and the beat just start chopping plat plat, you know what I'm saying, and it's super dope because I like West Side Gun's verse. His verse is long as hell, but he's like, he ripped it, dude, and then the beat switches and it goes into Conway's verse, and it goes into Benny's verse. So Claire's Back features the original Griselda members and stuff like that, and you know, I love to get those type of tracks on every project that Griselda artists do. Like, you know what I'm saying, I'm one of those guys where it's like, if that's your team, I want to hear your team on your project, you know what I'm saying, at least somebody from your team, you know what I'm saying. That's just the type of guy I am, because I love to see camaraderie and brotherhood like that. So to see Gunn always brings it back with his guys, man, super crazy. And I mean, those, the main three are, they're really family, like, so that's super dope. Spoons with West Side Gunn and Conway the Machine, super crazy. These dudes are really brothers, so they killed it like they always do. And then you round the tape off with 716 Mile, you know what I'm saying? And I think that that's dope. And I also think that that might be an ode to the bridges between, like, Buffalo and Detroit. Buffalo and Detroit are only like a few hours away from each other, but you wouldn't even know that. So I think that that's just kind of like a shout out to both of them guys being from Buffalo and Detroit, and that it's not that far away from each other, man. But they killed it. Super dope, man. Boldy James, like I said, I'm a super duper fan of Boldy James, man. I'm a big fan of Griselda, man. Shout out to Griselda. Shout out to West Side Gunn. This is a great project, man, that I feel like everybody should go listen to if you haven't heard it. And if you have heard it, man, tell me what your favorite songs are in the comments, man. Hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, anywhere, man, or comment in the description down below and let us know how you feel about this project and what your favorite tracks are, and how do you feel. Do you think that this is one of West Side Gunn's best projects? What is his best project? What is your favorite West Side Gunn project, man? And till next time, man, I love everybody out there, man, continuing to support us, man. You know, it's mad love, man. And until next time, peace.